The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, the kind of information that you need to support your good health, not necessarily identify disease, but to support the way your body is meant to function and avoid the risks of different diseases. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And we were both listening, obviously, to the program, the station, before we came on the air, and the last commercial talked about screening and how screening saves lives. And I think on the surface, everybody, you know, just takes that for granted and says, sure, screening saves lives. Let's do our screening mammograms and our screening colonoscopies and what other screenings? Screening pap tests, screening blood work for cholesterol, screening stress tests for heart disease. Can you think of any other screening that they recommend?
I can't necessarily think of any additional screenings, Dr. Slavin, but I have this perspective that all of those screenings have not amounted to a significant support to health.
They tell you the screening is for your benefit. But it's not. It's just mining for patients. I mean, think about it. Every time they screen somebody and they find a problem, it gives them an opportunity now to make money. Not to say that warning somebody that either they have a disease and or they have a precursor to the disease is bad. But they're forgetting to tell you about what you need to do to actually either reverse the disease or prevent the disease. That they don't do.
I like prevention way better.
Sure, absolutely. So let's take the case in colorectal cancer. They're screening for polyps. What's causing the polyps? Why don't they tell you what to do so you don't get the polyps? What to do, you know, it all has to come down to the food choices you make.
For sure.
Maintaining a healthy... The new word now is microbiome, you know, gut bacteria. You want that to be balanced.
It's so much nicer than gut bacteria, yeah. I think. It's more scientific.
I mean, that's what I hear with the screening mammograms. I mean, there have been many studies showing that they don't make a difference from the patient's perspective, a difference meaning that they don't save lives. That's why the patient does them. They said, I want to catch it early so I don't die from breast cancer. But the studies don't back that up. The screening mammograms do not lower the death rate from breast cancer. And in fact, if you read the government's own reports on screening mammograms, they even admit that. In fact, it may not save a life, but you'll still get a chance to be treated. So for stress testing, the same thing. You fail a stress test, now they found someone they can do bypass surgery on. But studies show that bypass surgery doesn't change the overall outcome with respect to dying. In fact, when compared to taking medication for the same problem, the death rate is higher for the first 2 years after the surgery because of the complications associated with surgery. And in fact, medication in many cases works just as well as the surgery for relieving the pain associated with poor blood flow to the heart. Because that's all bypass does. It doesn't prevent heart attacks. That's been shown. But it will improve blood flow to the heart so that you can improve function again. That's important. But where was that doctor in preventing the patient from developing or progressing to that point of illness. Where was he? No, he was waiting for the person to get sick enough to need bypass.
He was looking at blood work and looking at test results and telling the patient, well, I see that this is not in the optimal area here with regard to test results. So let's just wait and see. Let's redo the test in 3 months. Let's revisit this discussion in 3 or 4 months. And very much an issue that rather than address the developing situation, so many times the patient is told, well, let's wait and see. And Dr. Slavin, I know that there are tests to evaluate the blood flow to all of the areas of the heart. So I have two questions. What do people do in order to make an evaluation of that blood flow to all sections of the heart, all areas? And what about the blockage in it's the left anterior descending that is the widowmaker?
No, it's the left main coronary artery.
Okay, so the left main. All right. So somebody has a blockage in there. Let's talk about that. Ability to circulate blood properly through the heart and what to do if it's the left main artery.
Okay, that's, I think, first of all, we've bandied about the idea of a book entitled what would I have done if I had known this was going to happen, whether it be bypass surgery or cancer, and really that's how people have to consider it, because if you don't take the steps early on, you're just allowing yourself to be a greater risk of developing any of these illnesses. So in coronary artery disease, and people really do their best, I think, because they just follow the doctor's advice. He says, well, check your cholesterol, and okay, here's a statin drug. But it's not changing things, because you really, I think, more importantly, you have to look at insulin resistance and the inflammatory markers. And the inflammatory markers are extremely important. In fact, there are some reports that show that's actually a more important to deal with the inflammation than just to lower a cholesterol with a drug. However, you can deal with inflammation and cholesterol through diet, just improving your diet and removing the inflammatory components of your diet. But there is one, now, I don't know if the doctors are even testing the inflammatory markers routinely. At least that hasn't been my experience when I see patients bringing their lab work to me. Where are all the inflammatory markers? They check for a complete blood count, a serum chemistries, they'll do the cholesterol, maybe one or two tests for thyroid. I think that's about it. They're not testing hormone levels either. So what are the inflammatory markers? You have the SED rate, the cardio-CRP. There's a few others that are important, the fibrinogen, oxidized LDL, and a new one that's been added to the list.
How about antioxidant status from a positive perspective, that if your antioxidant status is superior, your risk of inflammatory disease decreases?
And under the inflammatory markers, for example, a lot of, they do the cardio-CRP, it's elevated. Okay, where's the inflammation coming from? We don't know. Could be anything. Could be problem with a tooth. Could be your arthritis in your hip or your knees. You might have just had a cold that might have pushed it up. But there is one marker that is specific for the coronary arteries, and that's the LPPLA2 marker. If that's elevated, that means you have what's called immature plaque or vulnerable plaque that is in a stage more prone to rupture, and that's where you get the heart attacks from. So there are tests out there that can alert people that they're not treating their bodies right. It's not alerting you that you have a drug deficiency. You see, I think the way doctors look at cholesterol testing, that's alerting them that there's a statin drug deficiency.
You know? And so many people have that statin drug deficiency. It's a horrible situation.
Right. But when you look at the inflammatory markers, that should be alerting the individual that there's something wrong in their diet. And I think for the most part, that's where the inflammation stems from. You have to really take a close look at your diet and see, are you avoiding all the processed foods that's out there? So easy to get processed foods. It takes a little more effort to eat an unprocessed food diet. In fact, some people don't even know what that is, because our food, the foods in this country, everything is processed unless you get them in the produce section, where it's on the periphery of the store. You want to get the least processed foods. Even some of the natural foods are processed. You know what they, you know, it's boxed up. If anything comes in a box or a can, it's processed.
Very, very true, and very important for people to understand that in many areas of the country, there are what is known as food deserts, where the only food available is preserved and processed food of relatively poor quality.
So, when we talk about inflammation and coming from the foods you eat, I think if you even go back, why do you get the arthritis in your joints? I think it stems also from the foods you eat or don't eat.
Oh, for sure. It's,
you know, they call it wear and tear, like there's nothing you could have done about it.
Oh, yes, there is. I tell people that all the time, because very frequently they say, well, my doctor says there's no way to improve this. And I talk about all of the additions to their diet and then the specific removal of the very foods that are contributing to the inflammation.
What foods would you remove?
Well, there's a very, very big gluten-dairy avoidance now, and it's interesting how positively so many people respond. And then where the main focus that I would point to for most people would be sugar. And the people say to me, oh, I don't eat any sugar. And I say, I understand, but the artificial sweeteners have an inflammatory component. The other part of it is when you are eating commercially baked goods, breads. And it's interesting because I had a client yesterday who ate whole grain bread. And I said, okay, a whole grain bread, that sounds like a wonderful choice. Where do you buy it? And she mentioned the place where she purchases it. And I know when you look at the label and the bread from that location that there are probably, I'm going to say, 30 different ingredients. And I said, well, you might check out the label. And if it has more than wheat, yeast, water, and salt, you're probably ingesting preservatives, dough conditioners, all manner of different substances that have nothing to do with bread that is meant to nourish you, but everything to do with the producer so that it stays fluffy and moist and appealing. And most of those breads have sugar as an ingredient.
Are all of the flour that they use to make bread brominated?
No, actually, it's very interesting. When you start to look at some of the commercially offered breads, that is a specific elimination. In some of the better-known brands, it says non-brominated flour. And that's so interesting to me, because so many people have caught on to the fact that that's not a good addition.
What's replacing the bromine then?
Another dough conditioner, just off the top of my head, I don't necessarily know what it is. Prior to the introduction of brominated flour, it was iodine. Iodine, which would have been a benefit to people's overall body function. And there's another area where we certainly put ourselves at risk for inflammation and arthritis and joint pain and dysfunction. It is when your thyroid doesn't work, you're going to have inflammation and joint pain. It's one of the very, very specific issues.
So just one last thing before we go to a break. You can wait till you get symptomatic, or you can do the tests to alert you to problems before you become symptomatic. And that's the whole purpose of doing a test.
Make that list again, Dr. Slavin, of the tests to do for identifying underlying inflammation in your body.
The cardio-CRP, fibrinogen, the SED rate, the LPPLA2. That's an important one to do.
And that's one that's not commonly seen in people's blood tests. And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and here with Dr. Herb Slavin, we're talking about ways that you can address high quality function of your body. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're getting to the root of it, Dr. Slavin. When you start to think about any disease development, inflammation. And the inflammation may start in very slight, imperceptible, barely noticeable symptoms. And people don't understand. They can put that fire out with the right food choices. And, you know, I think you might roll your eyes at this, but I'm going to say the combination of ingredients in Janabiotics, the specific probiotic formula in there, helps to reduce we have the link to get you the antioxidant function of the Jana Juice capsules. It's dramatic how much you can reduce inflammation. It's the basis of supporting your health.
Now, across the country, people are getting message about our food supply, and they're demanding better quality food. For example, we see that more and more food manufacturers are taking out the high fructose corn syrup from their products. And that's one of the things you should look on, look at the label. If you're buying foods with labels, you should look at the label.
Wow, that's what I said about the bread. When you see a bread label that says whole grain bread, you think, okay, this has all of the components that I'm looking for. The B vitamins in the whole grains, the fiber from the whole grains. And she told me about how this had nuts and seeds, crushed nuts and seeds over the top of the crust. And that looks very, very good. But then when you look at the label, you find out it is full of toxic ingredients.
But here's the problem, that most of the dangerous chemicals found in our foods aren't on the label. For example, pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, BPA, glyphosate, not on the label.
It was interesting because yesterday I had a discussion about the hand sanitizer. That is everywhere. And the ingredient in that hand sanitizer is carcinogenic. So here people think that they're doing a very, very good thing for their health when indeed they are assaulting their immune function.
And I'm just looking at some of the products. Now they're putting labels on this saying no high fructose corn syrup. Another product used to say this was a, I guess, a water designed for babies to drink. And it used to say with added fluoride, as if that was a good thing. And now they've changed it to saying no added fluoride. People are getting the message.
It was interesting because I once attended a town meeting where the discussion was whether to add fluoride to the water for the municipality. And one of the mothers there was saying, you have to add it to the water. If I don't have it added to my water, I have to go to the drugstore and buy special water for my babies that includes fluoride. And so fortunately, that person, her children have hopefully grown up without fluoride, and she's learned avoid it.
Well, I don't know if I we started the show off with this or not, because it was really on my mind about just how much we as consumers are being lied to right across the board. I mean, in every area, from the government on down. Of the government, pharmaceutical companies, local governments. We're going to talk about, let's talk about it right now for a second. Remember, I know Janice spoke about this, that the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, and the Indiana Attorney General had threatened to file a class action lawsuit against the dietary supplement industry for supposedly selling herbal products that don't contain the listed ingredients. Now, first of all, there was a dispute about the testing they used and whether that was a reliable way of testing. But if we you know, cut to the chase here. As it turns out, after being pressed to release the actual test results of his office's investigation, Schneiderman reportedly withdrew his accusations that the supplements in question were contaminated or that they lacked active ingredients. Now, how could we trust the government when they do stuff like that? Just for political ends.
Well, that gentleman obviously had an agenda, and maybe it was to increase his chances of a very high-paying job in certain areas of our
well, they're getting people are getting paid off. Now, here's another one. Roundup. Now, by now, everybody knows about Roundup, I hope. That's the herbicide that the genetically modified foods are immune to. That's the whole deal with genetically modified foods, is that you can spray this herbicide on. You don't have to worry about killing the food crop. They'll survive the herbicide, but everything around it will die. And Monsanto was saying how safe that is, and they hid evidence for 40 years while lying to and defrauding Americans. And this is new information from a Freedom of Information Act request. So, I mean, this is the problem, and nobody's held accountable. They lie. Even more than that, they kill people. I'm thinking now of all the lawsuits you hear on TV, well, from tobacco, from asbestos, you know, across the board, from doing surgery with the wrong type of pedicle screws for back surgery, putting mesh in women. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Vioxx, the drug that killed hundreds of people, if not thousands, before it was withdrawn from the market. You don't hear much about it, but it's happened, and, you know, just over time. And so here's what happened with this Freedom of Information Act. They got about 15,000 pages worth of documents from Monsanto covering the full gamut of research on Roundup, which is, by the way, the most widely used herbicide in the world. And it shows Monsanto has known full well for nearly 40 years that Roundup and glyphosate are linked to organ damage and cancer, and yet this information was withheld from the public for over for almost 40 years.
Okay, so how about the government agencies and the individuals in those agencies who went along with the Monsanto agenda to get it into the marketplace? Unregulated.
Well, what about, I don't know, the tobacco industry? Did anybody, for withholding the fact that it causes lung cancer, anybody go to jail for that?
That's a good question. I really don't know. I know they paid millions of dollars in fines, and the industry did change. And that was very, very interesting because it seems to me that the change in the industry didn't necessarily come from the marketplace, but came from government regulatory agencies.
Well, here's they're drawing an analogy here. They say it's the same thing vaccine manufacturers do to make toxic vaccines appear safe and effective. They give controls a different kind of vaccine than the one being tested so that all the test subjects are injected with some kind of vaccine. So that means your controls are going to cause side effects. The vaccine you're testing is causing side effects, and therefore you can say it's safe because it doesn't cause anything more than a control.
Right.
So when the rates of encephalitis, autism, and other conditions appear generally equal among the test groups and the controls, you can make that claim, just like Monsanto is able to make the false claim that no additional adverse effects were observed with their products. So they were comparing it to something that also gave side effects.
We know that the ingredients in Roundup contribute to the bee colony collapse disorder, and that I have announced a number of times that Lowe's Home Improvement Center has stopped carrying Roundup, and please support Lowe's because Home Depot and Kmart continue to sell Roundup. Don't buy it. It's toxic to you, toxic to the environment.
Well, the bottom line here is that Monsanto has brought in tens of billions of dollars on this product. So this is the reason they do it. It's to make money. And think about how diabolical the whole scheme was. Let's control your food supply because you have to buy our seeds because the crops will no longer produce seeds so you can replenish your crops year after year, so you have to go to Monsanto. But their seeds are only Roundup Ready seeds, so you have to then buy their weed killers. It's a terrible thing, and it's being banned across Europe.
The word diabolical is very appropriate. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got...
That you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about an array of different substances that are very commonly found in the marketplace, things that you are exposed to knowingly or unknowingly on a regular basis, things that have the potential to seriously undermine your immune system, seriously disrupt your hormones, and dramatically contribute to inflammation. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, so let's, you know, take a step back and take a look at the whole picture. You know, after all, what we're all interested in is trying to stay healthy, remain healthy. Then we go to a doctor and we get a drug. Okay, that covers up the symptom. That's the body's way of telling you you're doing something wrong to the body. And you take a drug and now that red light, so to speak, has been turned off. So if your blood pressure is high and they give you a drug to lower it, you've just lost an opportunity to really correct the problem. Now, that problem might be a high insulin level, meaning insulin resistance. You're consuming too much sugar in your diet. It might be that you're overweight, but it all goes together, the increased weight and the blood pressure. I mean, it could be a lot of things, but guaranteed it's not a drug deficiency. So you've lost that opportunity. Now, the same thing goes on with your cholesterol is high. I'm not sure that's really an issue, but they're giving drugs for it.
Isn't your an elevation in your cholesterol certainly related to underlying inflammatory disease?
Well, it's related. Everything works together, but it's related to your sugar intake. So again, you cure the blood pressure, you cure the high cholesterol by changing your diet, but you're not told that. You're just given another drug. Let's see, another one. You come in with aches and pains. You're given another drug. So that's high. You come in high blood pressure, high cholesterol, aches and pains. If you have high blood sugar, they give you a drug to lower your blood sugar.
Insomnia.
You know, think about it. We're treating symptom after symptom, and we're losing an opportunity to really think about why you're having these problems so you can correct it. It's much better not to need drugs because you've corrected the problem than to ignore the problem. That's what you're doing, basically. You're ignoring the problem. You're ignoring the cause of why you're not feeling good or why your lab tests are abnormal. And you're just being handed over drugs to take. What's wrong with that picture? I think when you think about it, you'd have to agree that that doesn't make any sense at all.
I agree, for sure. The idea is understand what you are knowingly or unknowingly doing to your body that is contributing to your body being put out of proper function. And inflammation is one of the first situations that you're going to come up against that then leads to a number of different diagnoses.
I wonder if a patient would ask the doctor, for example, doc, I know you're giving me medication to lower my blood pressure, but what can I do naturally to control my blood pressure? And his answer is going to be, in most cases, well, you have what's called essential hypertension. We really don't know what causes it, but we know it's important to keep the pressure down.
Dr. Slavin, would you agree about the statement that I'm about to make, that older individuals are going to have less flexible blood vessels just as a result of aging? There certainly can be nutrients in their routine that would minimize that inflexibility, but older people are going to have high blood pressure just as a result of aging?
Well, to some extent, right. The blood pressure will go up. A good example, take a garden hose. You have a nozzle at the end. If you turn the nozzle down so that the opening is smaller, the pressure goes up. Well, the same thing happens in your blood vessels. If there's a little hardening of the arteries, it loses its elasticity. Maybe there's a little narrowing. The pressure naturally goes up. To a point, after a certain point, it becomes dangerous.
Okay, certainly there is the potential for it to become dangerous, but as you said, if you were to address what naturally can I do to minimize this constriction at the nozzle that's going to increase the pressure? Well, things like omega-3 fatty acids, critically important to maintain the viscosity of the blood flowing through that nozzle. Magnesium to minimize the deposits of calcium in the wall of the blood vessel that contribute to that inflexibility, and a variety of different other approaches that are very, very basic. And what I'm talking about is water.
Water is important.
Potassium,
like fish oil.
Sodium ratio.
Vitamin C and lysine. Now, this is Linus Pauling's theory, which makes perfect sense to me. You need vitamin C to manufacture collagen. Collagen is what gives the blood vessels its strength, and if you're lacking vitamin C and there's microtrauma to the blood vessels, this is when you get plaque deposition in the blood vessels. This is what causes the blood vessels to lose their elasticity and leads to high blood pressure, among other things.
And what I tell people is you don't want to run out and get this super high dose of vitamin C. What you need is a little bit all through the day. So very, very much supported with bioflavonoids. And the way to approach optimizing your vitamin C status is choosing the foods. And people say, well, I drink my orange juice in the morning. And I say, not the very, very best way of optimizing vitamin C. So peppers.
You mean they've been lied to again?
Oh, by those
sunshine. Is it lying or is it just
marketing? Marketing. Well, okay. Antioxidant status. It isn't just vitamin C. There's a whole array of substances that are going to be very supportive of vitamin C activity in the body. And that's one of the things that you want to do is keep that vitamin C functioning over hours and hours and hours. And the way to do that is alpha lipoic acid. It optimizes the lifespan of C in the body.
Now, I remember reading a study. And my daughter's a veterinarian. She confirmed it. looking at bears. Bears.
How closely were they looking at those bears?
bears run cholesterols like 800. And they have no coronary artery disease. So why are we drawing the connection between cholesterols, high cholesterols, and coronary artery disease? But the difference between bears and humans, bears make vitamin C. You know, I think that's why Linus Pauling came to that conclusion.
Okay, did they eat a lot of salmon?
That too.
Okay, a lot of berries.
Well, they're not eating any processed foods. Think about it.
The sodium in their diet is low. The sugar in their diet is low. They have plenty of access to clean water and lots of salmon. And they eat the whole fish.
Well, the point is, don't be
misled.
That's the word, misled. Okay. Look at nature. Look how animals are thriving in the wild, and they're thriving on eating natural foods. And we should be doing the same thing. With the caveat is maybe we need to take extra vitamin C. Well, they did that study. They looked at gorillas. And now gorillas, like humans, do not make vitamin C. They looked at their diet of primarily, they were vegetarian, plants. A plant diet, and they're getting lots of vitamin C in their diet, you know, over 2,000 milligrams a day.
And they're getting it every half hour because they're foraging constantly.
So there's another example, you know, so when mainstream medicine and mainstream science tells you something, it's usually to sell you something. If you want to know what you should do, you have to look at nature and how nature is controlling all the other animals, because they're not susceptible to all this marketing pressure.
Okay, how about stress, Dr. Slavin, with regard to coronary artery disease, inflammation?
Well, stress plays a role, but here's the distinction to be made. Animals in the wild have stress,
right?
But the distinction is, you know, they run away from it. And that's a stress reliever, because when they escape the stress, now they relax and it's better. We are unable to run away from our stress. Our stress seems to follow us 24/7.
Okay, but we have the opportunity of learning stress management techniques. And that's as important as your dietary choices.
Here's the problem with that.
Sleep. What is the problem?
That people don't know how much stress they're really under. They don't know. They can't. There's no test for stress.
It's a very rare situation than when I speak to a client and I begin the discussion with regard to stress that they say, oh, no, my life is peaceful. It's good. I don't have stress. That's rare. Most of the people that I speak to.
That's my point. They think they don't have stress. They don't have a way of appreciating the stress.
Oh, it's rare that they say no stress. So many of
But I'm saying even the ones that say no stress probably have stress, but they don't have a way to feel it. And the people that say they have stress probably have way more stress than they know of.
Because you
live in it 24/7. After a while, you don't. A good example is think of yourself stepping into a hot tub. At the beginning, it's hot, but after a while, you're in there and you don't feel the heat anymore. You've adjusted to it. You've acclimated yourself. Well, that's what happens. We acclimate ourselves to the stress. We don't realize it anymore, but it's still damaging our bodies.
Okay. And one of the very, very best ways to neutralize the effect of stress in your body is vitamin C. Huge. So vitamin C and bioflavonoids. Choose all of the foods that are going to be high in vitamin C. And, you know, those super fruits, those are very, very high in the whole profile of healing nutrients.
Now,
very important.
There's another test that comes up when you're talking of stress. When we're under stress, we use up our B vitamins. Our B vitamins control homocysteine levels. So when I see people with high homocysteine levels, that correlates with stress to some extent. So it comes down to testing. You can test your vitamin C levels, your CoQ10 levels, your homocysteine levels.
Doctors aren't doing it, so.
Because they're interested in prescribing drugs, because that's what they're trained to do. That's the point. They're trained to do that. But science has evolved to such a point now that these alternatives are available, and you should become aware of it. It's not all about just taking a drug.
You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerle here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back with more.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Zimmerle, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. We are here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. You're tuned to 1470 AM. And if you're not able to listen every single day of the week, but you want to tune in and see what we're talking about, you can go to www.naturaldocradio.com. Naturaldocradio.com has an archive of all of our shows. One of the things that I'll remind people about, on October 2nd, we talked to Sherry Rogers. Dr. Sherry Rogers was discussing her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? So if you are on a list of the drugs that Dr. Slavin has mentioned today with regard to blood pressure and cholesterol lowering and any number of different pharmaceuticals that your doctor may have prescribed, and you're thinking, well, I don't know how much better I am, you might want to tune into the October 2nd interview on naturaldocradio.com. Dr. Slavin?
Here's another thing you have to think about. As healthcare is evolving in this country, what we're seeing is more and more doctors working for hospitals. Hospitals are a business. You know, you would think their business is keeping people healthy.
I can hear the collective gasp. Hospitals are a business? Yes, indeed.
And their business has beds that need to be filled. So
census done on a daily basis.
So I have to wonder then, would they hire doctors to work for them that kept patients out of the hospital?
That might be another building, might be another business. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's harder and harder to meet the criteria for hospitalization. So it's true. Hospitals are developing more and more outpatient services.
And that's interesting because I have a family member that's been in the hospital, in a bed for more than 3 days. He is classified as an outpatient.
So they get paid. See, as an outpatient classification, they will get paid every day.
Right.
Once you put them, admit them to the hospital, then they come under a DRG, a diagnosis-related group, and it's a fixed amount, whether you stay there a day or 10 days. So that's the way the hospitals have figured out the system. To me,
The patients have no idea what's going on. Well, they are not aware.
The old system used to be you were charged for the services you received. Now one thing has nothing to do with the other. There is no correlation. And that's a problem. So there is no, pressure to be efficient in a hospital, except that if you know they're only going to pay X dollars for this diagnosis, they will try to get the patient out of the hospital sooner or try a way to change the diagnosis so they can get paid more money.
Find more. issues to diagnose,
right,
and more medications that would be needed. And they aren't necessarily using that approach for the benefit of the patient.
Well, I remember, here's a story. Patient goes into hospital for termination of pregnancy. Now, that was about $1,000 reimbursement for that. There was a little bleeding associated with the procedure, and the patient became anemic, so they changed the diagnosis from termination of pregnancy to post-hemorrhagic anemia. That's an $8,000 diagnosis. So they have whole departments now in place to figure out the best codes to use in billing.
So are listeners now clear that this is a business? Hospitalization is a business.
I mean, we need hospitals. If you're in an accident, you need a place to get fixed up. But it's evolved to things beyond that. It's being overutilized for the wrong reason. The wrong reason is we're omitting all the things that can be done to keep people out of the hospital, all the things that can be done to keep people off of drugs, all the things that can be done to keep people healthy and functioning for a long period of time. Because we're supporting the pharmaceutical industries and the hospital industries. Not that we don't need them. We don't need them so much.
The people are unaware of all of this going on. One of the things that I was thinking about is, all right, it's the individual's responsibility. What do you think of that statement, Dr. Slavin? People need to be aware. They need to know about reducing their exposure to toxins. They need to know about supporting health with real food, not the fake processed food that so many people rely on.
As we mentioned earlier on the program, because of public demand, manufacturers are taking high fructose corn syrup out of their products. More and more people are buying organic to avoid the GMO foods. As people become more aware, they'll get the testing that gives them the feedback that everything is okay and that what they're doing to their bodies is okay. Because if you see abnormalities, or better example, if your vitamin C level or CoQ10 level or homocysteine levels are abnormal, you can make the changes, but you can't make the changes if you don't have the information.
Okay, so they can come to AMT centers and have an appointment, a very, very easy situation with regard to having your blood tested. And if there are certain things that you want tested, you can find out if insurance will cover that. Your doctor can write the prescription for testing. You bring the prescription here to AMT centers, and very, very pleasant, as pleasant an experience as is possible in having your blood drawn, but you won't have to wait. You'll be in very, very quality surroundings, and you will have access to a wide range of different tests that might not necessarily be readily available at other blood draw centers. So if you're interested in having a very, very complete profile of the components in your blood that may indicate the developing situation of coronary artery disease, if you are very concerned about inflammatory issues, all of those things can be identified through very specialized testing available at advanced medical testing centers.
Now, what's interesting is with the changes in healthcare that we've seen, where premiums have gone up, deductibles have gone up, is that helping people access the preventive healthcare that everybody agrees is important? You know, let's do things to prevent illness, but then they go ahead and create a healthcare system that goes opposite to that by creating more obstacles with access to doctors, or the doctor that you want to see is not in the panel, and the insurance. I ask patients this too. Do you have out-of-network benefits, meaning, you know, do you have a panel of doctors in-network? Can you go out-of-network? And patients say, no, we can't go out-of-network. They won't pay us. You see, this is a problem where the insurance companies are taking your money and not providing services.
Is there collusion?
Seems like it. I mean, this should be unacceptable. The insurance companies are there for your protection, not to dictate how you access health care. And that's the problem. Shouldn't be that way.
Okay. And might the insurance companies be dictating to doctors what approaches they're going to be using with certain patients?
Very easily. They do that because they'll reimburse for this approach, not for that approach. So guess what happens? The approach they pay for gets used. There may be far better approaches. The far better approaches may cost more, may cost less, but they decide what they want to promote.
A very confusing issue.
Chelation is a perfect example. They pay for chelation. The trial to assess chelation therapy, a government-run study, showed that chelation is very effective, and compared to the alternatives, even prescription drugs are far more expensive when you add up the price of drugs over years and years and years. When you can correct the problem and make the patient healthier with chelation, it's up to the patient to take the individual responsibility if he wants to do it. Some can afford it, some can't. That's the problem, yet they all have insurance.
Eat well, that's the bottom line. Know what your disease threats are. We are out of time, Dr. Slavin, and we're going to save that phrase for tomorrow morning. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. Remember that you can go to naturaldocradio.com and hear today's shows and all of the archive shows. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.